Thank you guys for listening to Tea with Keese. Keese is, of course, rocking the mic tonight. Well, that's every night. Or every time I do a podcast. But, yeah, you guys, it's been a minute. I apologize if you are an avid listener, and I thank you for your support. Once again, I just want y'all to slap me in my face and tell me to do better. And do more episodes. I'm really trying to do better in 2019 with the podcast. So I apologize. I just need to learn how to be more consistent with it. I'm always consistent with my blog. And I think that's probably why then, you know, I've been going through so much that I need to learn how to balance work, life, my personal life, and blogging and podcasting. I'm going to get my ish together one day. But, yeah, so please excuse me. I have a really bad cold that I'm getting over. So my throat is a lot sore. So you might hear me cough. I apologize in advance. But I blasted that new Solange album. It is pretty fucking amazing. I love it. It's one of my top albums this week. But yeah, I have so much I want to talk about. It's like so much in the media going on, like with Jussie Smollett. We got R. Kelly, Pissy Kelly. When is he not in the media? Yeah, it's just a lot of fuckery going on. But I want to make this episode more so about, you know, not dating per se, but I want to talk about, how do I want to word this? I don't know. Like, I really want people to understand something about me. If you know me personally, you know that I am a sweetheart to anyone that is a sweetheart to me. Like, I'm not about to give, it's not a 50-50, not a 50-50, but a 70-30 or 80-20 or, you know, it's nothing like that. I don't. Like, I'm going to reciprocate the energy that's given to me. And even though I'm trying to be better at it, because sometimes I feel like I'm too nice to people and they don't deserve it. And, you know, that's what's it to me. But, you know, I just hate how people try to make it seem like, oh, like, you're stuck up or something. And I'm going to break that down because I really want to say how I feel about that. Like, because last week, I do the little curious cat thing with social media. You know, I try to, you know, answer like the random anonymous questions. And if somebody has a question to ask me, feel free to ask me. I'm an open book. Ask me anything, you know. But instead of people asking me questions that actually would make sense, they sit up here and ask you dumbass questions like, oh, how you stuck up and you ugly or whatever the case may be and or whatever. And it offended me because I was, for one, trying to figure out who it was, and I feel like I know who it is. And it's this, and it kind of irritates me because, first of all, none of you old rusty butt, crusty, ashy dick ass niggas don't know me. I don't even fuck with y'all. And, you know, so I don't understand why people get, oh, you're stuck up or you're rude or you're mean. I'm not mean to you if you're not doing something that's agitating me. A lot of you niggas sit up here and want to be like, oh, you mean. Like, how the fuck am I mean? Because okay. Let's let this be known. When it came to people that I've always had a crush on or I've always shot my shot with, people, and I didn't get the response I've gotten, I'm used to rejection, so I don't really give a fuck. Like, you're either going to like me or you're not. I'm not going to force you to. I can't make anyone like me. I don't really give a shit. Because, you know, life is life. Like, but to insult my looks because I'm most likely not letting you fuck me is pretty freaking interesting. Like, okay. Let me just run it down. Like, I'm not going to lie. The last time I tried to date someone, they kind of messed up my perception of dating in a way. And what I mean is, they led me to think that we could potentially have more. And I don't want people to feel like, oh, I caught feelings or something. Like, it was like a friends with benefits kind of thing, and we, you know, I knew what I was going into it. I didn't expect much or less. However, this man sat and said that we could grow and we could see where things go and maybe it could progress into something more or blossom into something more serious. And I'm like, okay, cool. But don't get my hopes up, you know? And after a while, he would try to find ways to end like our little FWB thing. You know, like, oh, like, your sex face is, not like, it seems like you're not enjoying it. And I'm like, if I didn't enjoy it, you would not be coming to see me. For one. But anyway, and I'm like, it's anal sex. I don't have sex to where you're fucking somebody that's loose. Like, I don't have sex that often. I don't have that many bodies. Don't barely have any at all. So, it's not going to always be a situation where we're prepping for this. Like, I'm like, okay, whatever. And then eventually, I got bored and I got tired of the shit. And I'm like, you know what? I'm going to end it on my own way. And he clowned my ass. I'm like, wait, weren't you trying to find ways to fuck with me? Like, I mean, not to fuck with me anymore. Like, why are you taking this to the extreme? But that nigga followed me on Instagram still. But, you know, that whole little thing, because I really liked him. And then on top of that, he was quote-unquote dombo. So, like, whenever I was coming on his photos, he'd delete them or whatever the case may be. You know, I mean, if you're dombo, quote-unquote, I respect your privacy. But if you think we're ever going to have something because you're delusional to think so, if you think I'm a date in the concert, man, that's just not fucking happening. But anyway, like that shit messed with my spirit. Like, that really fucked up my logic and how I view men. And I'm like, it's like I'm never going to take another man seriously for a long time. Because you were okay with coming up to get some sex, which was mutual. I didn't really care about having some official, but don't sit up here and promise shit that you can't keep. Because now that you promised it, I want to see where it goes. I want to see if it blossoms. I want to see if it grows into something more serious where we can actually be a couple. But you fucking lied to me, and I don't like liars. And I see how men in relationships act because they either be in my DMs or my friends' DMs, or y'all don't even take your own relationship seriously. So what makes you think that you would take your relationship seriously with me? So on that note, that really fucked up my whole perspective of dating. And I always have a guard up whenever a guy ever actually wants to date me. And, you know, I should find a way to not think like, oh, not every guy wants to just fuck. But how y'all position the shit, if you're going to fake it till you make it, at least be like the last nigga. You know, be honest, be upfront. Okay, I want to fuck. I mean, now that I've been going on almost 5 years without sex, and I'm damn near a virgin again. This is the longest I've gone without sex, and don't get me wrong, the sex accessibility is never gone anywhere. I can get my back broke if I want to, but I don't want to. Not from any of the niggas that want me, because they either down low or swear they're down low. I don't want parts, so leave me the fuck alone. Or they're weirdo niggas that want to be fucking naked all over social media and then be telling me like, oh, I want to fuck you so bad, like that's a fucking compliment. It's not a fucking compliment. I hear that every day in my DMs from niggas that have whatever. You know, I don't need somebody to tell me something I hear every day. Like, ooh, I want to fuck you so bad. I'm like, okay, so does half of the other download men in Milwaukee. What's next? Like, okay, what else are you going to offer? Are you going to tell me your name? Are we going to go somewhere with this? No. So shut the fuck up. And that's how I feel. I'm not going to waste my time, and I'm not going to waste your time. I don't understand why men don't get that when I tell them I'm good. Like, if I'm giving you the most boring conversation and I'm not giving you the room to shoot your shot, leave me alone. And I'm okay, I'm back. So back to what I was saying. It's really frustrating when people just can't handle the fact that somebody doesn't want them. Like, rejection, it shouldn't be as hard for some people than it is. Like, why can't you just accept that if I don't want to waste your time or my time, mainly my time, because I don't really give a fuck about what you want or what you expect. But I'm not with the shits, you know? I don't have time to deal with fuckery or deal with shit that I've dealt with in the past. Like, I'm just gonna leave well enough alone, like, and especially if I don't see it for you. Like, niggas think because, oh, I'm interested in you, I'm obligated to waste your time, I'm obligated to for you to get to know me, see what I'm about, and if you like it, then we'll just go with it. Go with the flow. I'm not going with the flow with nobody that I don't see it for. If I don't see it for you, I don't see it for you. And you just need, that's not my problem for you. That's not my problem to have you, you know. That's up to you. So you take that how you want to take it. But I'm not about to sit up here and just force myself to like someone because they're liking me. Because they like me. You know how many times I've gotten curbed or rejected by niggas that I actually know? That's embarrassing. Niggas, I get curbed by niggas who pursue me first. You know how fucking embarrassing that is? Like, that's pathetic as a bitch. Like, how the fuck do I get curbed by niggas that actually pursue me first? Make it make sense. I don't know if it's the weight, because, you know, I got a belly, you know? I'm not skinny like I used to be in high school and as a kid. So, shit, I don't know. Like, what the, I don't know. I'm already kind of insecure. Like, and when people actually do be interested in me, I'm like, what do you want? Like, I don't think, you know, I don't think I'm ugly, but, you know, when you get told you are so much by a shallow man, you start to believe it. And, yeah, like I said, like, my daddy said he didn't make ugly children. So, daddy never lies. So, I go with that, you know? But, you know, it's always, I feel like it's always a catch. Like, you're either going to waste my time or you're going to waste my time. And I just don't have time for that. I be so into work and my blog and my friends and family. I don't really care about having a relationship. That shit doesn't make or break me. And that's how I don't want ever people to ever say we're the same or we come from the same cloth. Don't ever compare me to you, bitch. Because I don't care if I live or die without a nigga. A nigga doesn't, a relationship or, you know, that doesn't define me, or that isn't what I strive for in life. It's an added bonus, I feel like. You should love yourself first. And that's why a lot of you can't keep a relationship, because you don't love yourself. How the fuck are you going to love somebody else if you don't love yourself? I'm not about to sit up here and put my all into somebody just to groom them for the next bitch. And I feel like that's what has happened to me in the past. I groomed and loved you just for you to go to some old musty ass bitch that don't even wash their ass, or, you know, that sit up here and don't even go hard for you like I do. And I'm so sick of being used and, you know, for people just to hit me up for when they want something. You know, I don't have time for that. I want love. I'm deserving of it. Like, what's the... Excuse me. Like, that's irritating. Like, just like, for example, it's this guy that I've known, and I feel like I probably talked about him a few times. But yeah, we're going to call him RV. RV is a guy I've known since high school. And, you know, at first I thought he was cute. You know, and I would talk to him on and off for years. And then roughly like my freshman year of college, you know, we had a little rendezvous, you know. And and when I say rendezvous, like, you know, because, you know, he got it going on in the lower area. So I'm thinking, okay, this is going to be good. Why not? But it was not amusing. It was really horrible. I couldn't even, 2 minutes in, I'm just like, okay, get off me. I'm ready to go home. I shit you not. I'm not even exaggerating. But anyway, so, you know, I tried again. And while this time lasted longer, I didn't get mine, you know? He got his. And it was just so lackluster. And I'm like, if this is what sex is like with him, I don't want to have it. But then the last guy I took seriously, you know, that man, he's pretty good. But yeah, but he sucks in a way. I don't got time for that down low shit, so whatever. But the guy that I'm telling you about, RV, he is so egotistical. He think, oh, because I got a rear dirt. Okay, you have that, but your head sucks. You can't fuck with your large member, so it's kind of useless to have if you can't fuck with it, right? More sense to me, you know? And I'm just so over it. Like, I'm like, dude, like, you act so big-headed, like you that nigga. You can't do shit. Like, I get more amusement watching a porn flick. Like, please spare me the bullshit. They're like, oh, Marquise, it wasn't that bad. No, it was bad. Like, no. And then on top of that, now, lately, I've been trying to be more nice to the nigga, but he ruins it every single time. I just be like, ugh, why did you ruin this for me? You know, because I'll be wanting to get my rocks off, you know, but I'm not going to give it to somebody, even if he had it. And he feels entitled to my body because he's had it before. I'm like, you may have had my body before, but that I don't want you to have it. If you were, and he, you know, he tries to play this little innocent act, like, oh, like, yeah, I just want to spend time with you, yada, 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 but you only hit me up at night. You hitting me up at night is not a good look, brother. The only people I talk to late at night is people on Twitter and my fucking best friends. My mama don't even text me late at night unless I accidentally text her or need to really talk to her late at night. Like, what? Like, what? But yeah, like, yeah, so he plays a little, oh, I want to kick it with you, spend time with you, yada, yada. And I'm like, well, one, I'm always at work. And if I'm not at work, I'm laying around the house and watching my shows, playing The Sims, doing vlog or podcast shit. I don't got time to be dealing with you and you not coming to my home. You not knowing where I live. None of that shit. I've known this man for over almost 10 years and he's never known where I live. He will pick, like, if he would come see me, like, or pick me up if I was in Milwaukee, he will pick me up across the street from my house. He would not know what house I'm coming from. Or he'll at least know the street that I live on. How he, what he does with that, like, go door to door to see if I actually live there, that's up to him. But you know, and then, like, he came to see me one time when I lived on campus at my college. So, you know, that was the only time he ever knew where I lived. You know. Because, you know, that's a public thing. Everybody knows I live on campus. You can easily go look up my room or ask somebody where I live. So, you know, that's easy. But by actual home, you're not knowing where I live because you're a creep. And if you ever do some shit, I got brothers and cousins and uncles that'll whoop your ass. But anyway, and I actually feel like it will go that route because he's that fucking weird and creepy. I can't deal with that. I don't have time for that shit. He is really, like, creepy. Like, he was, like, one time he threatened to come up to my old job and fill up my ass. Like, oh, I'm gonna come up there and fill in yours. I'm like, if you come to my job, I will call the security on you. I will call the Glendale police on you. My coworkers, the male coworkers, will probably kick your ass. Like, stop playing with me. Like, don't ever come up here thinking, like, you can just put your hands on me or that this shit's sweet because you have it before. And he asked me, well, like, when we gonna fuck? I said, why would I do that? And he was like, why wouldn't you? And I'm like, fuck you mean? And he was like, oh, well, we did it before. Okay, you did. We did it twice. And I still haven't had anything lower than a C minus to give you. So what's next? Like, every time I think about it, I get so annoyed. Like, who the fuck do you think you are? Like, and that's what happens when niggas be getting big-headed because these old delusional assholes be lying to them, telling them, oh, they that nigga, they got that pipe, they laying that dick. You not doing shit, bro, but sticking, poking me for nothing. Excuse me. You're not doing nothing exciting, so leave me alone. And then one moment that I feel like, okay, this nigga probably, maybe I should give him a chance. You know, I'm not getting any younger. You know, I might as well date to see how it'll go with him. But every time I think that we should see where it'll go, he ruins it with being sexual. Like, you know, I have my moments where I want to get my rocks off, but I think I'm good doing what I'm doing. The no sex thing, celibacy, I'm doing the right thing in my personal opinion. I don't have time to fuck around. And then, like, yeah, like, one day, he was, like, shaking my head, so yeah, when am I going to bend you over or whatever they said. I'm like, never. What aren't you getting? Why do you keep, excuse me, why do you keep, you know, doing the most? And he's just like, well, why you acting all stuck up? Like, you know, yada, yada, yada. I'm like, stuck up? In my Soulja Boy voice, stuck up? Just because I'm not easy to give my body to any fucking body, that does not mean I'm stuck up. That means I don't want to fuck you. I don't want to fuck with you. No, we can't kick it after 11 p.m. No, you can't come to my house. You're never allowed in my home. Fuck you. You're not even allowed on the fucking street. Fucking creep. Like, I'm so sick of niggas, like, thinking they're entitled to your body or they're entitled to your time just because... Because what? I'm single? Even if I wasn't single, I'm still going to keep the same energy. Like, single or not, I'm keeping the same energy because y'all niggas don't deserve to fuck with me. And then on top of that, you had numerous chances to fuck with me, RV, but you ruined it. You ruined it when you was an asshole. You ruined it when you said, oh, I didn't even want to fuck with you like that, but you be on my dick, literally trying to fuck. Like, stop playing me. Why do people feel like they can play in my face and then when they get around their people or they get on social media, they want to act all bad? Bitch, come. You know where my fuck... you know what the fuck is going on. So stop playing with me. Don't want to play with me until I start playing back and then I'm nonchalant. I'm being mean. I'm being an asshole. I'm being petty. Well, I'm going to be petty because stop... thinking shit's sweet. It's not sweet. Because every time I get on my bullshit, everybody want to play the victim. And that's just not going to ride with me. That's so irritating. Like, and then you get niggas that be like, oh, you mean? You think you too good? No, I don't think I'm anything. You think that. Because I don't fuck with people I don't know. I've never hooked up with nobody I don't know. Never. Everybody I've slept with is people I actually know. And that's probably another reason why I don't fuck around. If I do fuck around with somebody, maybe it'll be somebody I actually know. I don't give my body to people I don't know. And people get mad because I don't have casual sex. Casual sex has never been my forte. That's never been my steez. I'm not knocking anybody that do it, but don't get mad at me because I don't. I don't feel comfortable giving myself to somebody I don't know. Yeah, I don't even know these niggas' whole names and last names, but y'all be giving them y'all bodies. Not knocking. Don't really give a fuck what you do with your body. That's your business. But when it comes to me, and y'all be coming for me because I don't want to fuck you, you need to mind your motherfucking business. Just because y'all fuck any fucking thing that's walking doesn't mean I am. Because if that was the case, I wouldn't have gone almost 5 years without sex. Period. So I have a motherfucker sit up here and try to make it seem like, oh, you just be out here. I don't be out here. No motherfucker can say they ever had me out here, like a group of niggas that's in a group of friends or that know each other or just cool from a, you know, they can never say that shit about me. Period. I don't fuck around for a reason. I really stand firm on my beliefs. I'm standing 10 toes down on how I feel. Nobody can never say, oh, he be going that shit loose anyway, or, you know, I don't want motherfuckers ever having that reputation on me, because then if it is a reputation to put on me and that shit ain't true, I'ma have my cousins whoop your ass. So that's why I don't fuck around. I don't play that shit with nobody. And if people actually want to get to know me or get to date me or whatever the case may be, get to know me. No, want to learn outside the exterior. Learn what makes me me. Don't ask me my favorite color and then want to jump into a sex combo. I can only honestly say it's only been one man that I actually could see myself with. that never has been on a sexual tip with me and it wasn't reciprocated. You know, like, don't get me wrong, it may have been sexual tension or a mutual sexual attraction with this person, but outside of, we've never had like one conversation about sex where it was like, oh, so I want to do this to you. I want to see your nudes. This person has never seen one nude of me. And I don't mind sending nudes. I've sent nudes. But that man has never seen me naked, you know? So, like, learn how to get a nigga or stimulate his mind outside of sex. Like, if you can't have one conversation about, if you can't have one conversation with me that doesn't pertain to sex, then I'm not the one for you. Go find somebody else. Because sex ain't that damn amusing or great. Trust me. But anyway. Yeah. I just want to say, if you are interested in dating me, please feel free to contact me. But no, seriously. I think I'm in a stage in my life where I'm getting my life together. I want to be focused on moving and, you know, evolving into this new world that I'm about to embark on. You know, I want to make sure my parents are straight, my family is good, you know. I don't really give a fuck about a nigga, you know. And my feelings may change in a year, 2 years, 6 years, 10 years, maybe even a month from now. But I want to make sure that I feel happy within myself, I feel comfortable within myself to give my time and energy to somebody else after being hurt and heartbroken so many times, you know? And I always feel like I'm not good enough for somebody because I'm not the most visually appealing person, you know? Like, you know, and the insecurities is kind of there, but, you know, I'm still working on that. But, you know, I don't think I'm anything but a really humble and nice person. And if people would actually get to know me for the right reasons, I will allow you in my life. If I don't allow you in my life, that means that I know you're on bullshit and I just don't tolerate it. So, you know, that's tough. Hey, baby! But, yeah. Yeah, I'm going to wrap this episode up. I've told you how I felt. Leave me the fuck alone. And if you ain't on shit, like, if you want to fuck with me, you got to have some bands. Ow. No, I'm just playing. But no, seriously. Like, if you're not bringing something to the table besides your lackluster penis, I don't want it. But, yeah, thank you guys for listening to Tea with Keys. I'm going to really try my best to record more episodes for you guys. I promise you, I love you. Mom, 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 mom. All right. Thank you. Have a good night. Yeah. Well, yeah.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.